So he delivered the babies. They didn't have a woman to come and...
No, but Mama Lou would be with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had to take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
We became her charges when the babies came.
Mm-hmm.
And a doctor. And then we had a relative, Dr. That was the name. And he was one of the specialists in Savannah. And the father used to, he had an office in Savannah. And also a great big office down in, with bookkeepers and so forth on St. Thomas. Mm-hmm. And we were the only people on St. Thomas that had a telephone. And it wasn't in our house. It was in the office. But people would come and say, can you call up Brunswick for me, Mr. Foster? Something had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the only telephone on the island for a long time. And everybody didn't have telephones.
Right, right.
And we had, and our cook came at 5 o'clock in the morning to put on the grits. And after they were cooked, after the grits was cooked, it was hominy. We were no longer grits. Well, grits was raw.
Was right.
Raw. But hominy was cooked. And she had come at 5 o'clock in the morning and put the grits on.
Mm-hmm.
And it would cook 2 or 3 hours. And let's see if I can remember anything else. And we had fruit that would, father would go to Brunswick and send over crates of fruit. And mother would make jelly and guavas. And when the guavas came in season, there was a man, and his name was Noye. But anyway, he lived in Florida. And he'd send mother two crates of guavas. And one time they were left on the dock. We had a yard man, and the yard man hadn't picked up the guavas or something. And they sent a little boy down to tell Miss Bossett she's got some rotten fruit on the dock. And if she wants it, please get it off. But if she doesn't want it, we'll just throw it away. Mother said, those are my guavas. Send them up. And and we always had guava jam.
Mm-hmm.
And guava jelly. Mm-hmm. And mother would, in our house, we had a storage closet. And it would be filled with guava of all kinds, jelly and jam and so forth. And then it would have okra and tomatoes cooked together, gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call it gumbo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we'd have gumbo and in there. And then pickled peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And you would always find those in mother's closet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she may have put up all the preserves and so forth. And we didn't have canned food.
Right, right.
But we had a store. The mill, Hilton and Dodge, maintained a store where all the people who worked, and of course everybody worked at the mill, even people who have to walk 5 and 6 miles to get there in the morning. Everybody on St. Simon's worked. Except at Frederica, all the colored people at Jutan. It was 3 miles they had to walk every day, and 3 miles back and forth. I don't know what I had to say.